This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister held a meeting with President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Hyderabad House this morning. Both leaders discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening India-Spain partnership. Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for Spain's consistent support for strong India-EU relations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to boost the India-Spain friendship, especially in areas such as defence, security, technology and more. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti-Petteri Orpo. The Prime Minister commended Finland's efforts as an emerging innovation player in AI. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to advancing responsible, talent-driven AI and harnessing tech-enabled solutions for a sustainable future. The Prime Minister said India and Finland aim to double trade, thus giving a strong boost to economic linkages. Mr. Modi also held talks with President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi met Google CEO Sundar Pichai, who is also in the city to attend the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they talked about the work India is doing in AI and how Google can work with India's talented students and professionals in this field. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took the pledge under the campaign. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said the achievement reflects the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The minister also noted that it is the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. He also congratulated and thanked the entire team for this achievement.
India AI and Intel India, you are the Guinness World Records title holders for the most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. You are officially amazing.
It's a real big achievement for the country. It's the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. Thank you.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated the Waves Creators Corner at Bharat Mandapam on the second day of India AI Impact Summit yesterday. Addressing the inaugural ceremony, the minister underscored that the Waves Creators Corner serves as a strategic extension of the ministry's key initiatives, including WaveX, Waves Bazaar and the Create in India Challenges. Mr. Vaishnav also praised the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies for integrating artificial intelligence into creative education to equip students for evolving industry demands. The minister engaged with 51 media tech startups and challenged winners at Waves. The government has extended the India AI Impact Expo by one day till the 21st of this month. Briefing media, New Delhi Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology Secretary S. Krishnan said this move has been taken because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. He said that on the 20th and 21st of this month, the expo will remain open until 8 p.m. The secretary added that tomorrow the expo will be closed to the general public and will be open only to invited guests. The Election Commission today announced elections for 37 seats of the Rajya Sabha in 10 states. The notification for the polls will be issued on the 26th of this month and nominations can be filed till the 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of March. Union Minister Ramnath Thakur, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, NCP-SP leader Sharad Pawar are among those who are completing their tenure in the upper house. The Maharashtra government has cancelled the 5% reservation for members of the Muslim community in jobs and education. A government resolution was issued yesterday as the previous ordinance providing for the 5% reservation has lapsed and the court has placed an interim stay on the decision. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will take on the Netherlands in a Group A match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7 p.m. local time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.